Doctors offered a public tutorial Thursday on the dangerous pollution poses to pregnant women, and they gave suggestions on protecting them and their babies. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Members of the Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment kicked off a year-long public education campaign with a discussion at the downtown Salt Lake City Library. They say new and expecting parents, their doctors, and policymakers need to understand pollution risks and how to reduce them. Kurtley Jones is a fertility doctor with University Healthcare.
I think our goal is to say, we don't know who and which baby is going to be affected. The majority of babies are going to be fine as best we can measure them as they come out. But our job is to make it as healthy as we can for all children.
The doctors say about 40,000 women are pregnant at any given time, so it's important to reduce pollution exposure. And they cite studies linking dirty air to fertility problems, birth defects, and fetal development. Megan and Christopher Vance brought their 5-month-old daughter, Phoebe.
Kind of scary learning all the things that can happen to pregnant women and their babies, but it was also useful hearing things you can do in your own home, in your car, to protect yourself.
The doctors challenged the state health department's position that current research fails to show that poor air quality increases birth defects and other negative pregnancy outcomes. Alfred Romeo is a nurse with Utah's Pregnancy Risk Line. He's part of a health department team that meets weekly to review health studies.
It was great that they brought up this issue. We all want cleaner air so that we have healthier pregnancies.
Romeo says research shows the risk of preterm birth because of pollution is statistically negligible, 1.03. In contrast, studies consistently find mothers who work over 40 hours a week have double the risk of preterm birth. The risk is quadrupled for doctors in training and 17 times as high for a woman who is African American. Judy Faze, KUER News.